on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where a posh lady who works on Radio 4 reads out your emails and texts. So if you've sent one in the last week, you could be on next. Here's the first one today.
Dear Scott, it is Mark off of Letchworth, Hertfordshire.
Hi, Mark.
I've been on your show a couple of times. Once when I saw you on Great Titchfield Street, and the other one was about Toadie's biscuit joke. I was just wondering if any of the Radio 1 DJs are doing the London Marathon this year. I am running it, and was wondering if anyone wants to be my running buddy. I'm aiming to do it in 4 hours, if the DJ wants to know. I remember Chappers did it last year, and thought maybe you might want to challenge his time this year. Thanks, Scott. Love you.
Well, when it's a marathon or a half marathon, I'm not really about challenging times. I'm just about getting around it alive.
Yeah.
I am going to do a half marathon again very soon, the Brighton one. But
yeah.
Are you doing the marathon this year?
No, I'm not doing this year.
Why?
Why? Because I did it last year and feel that it's a good time to let somebody else have a go with it.
See, I don't think I'm up for a whole marathon.
Right.
I can only do a half one.
You stick with the half ones for the time being.
I think I should.
What was the other one you did? What was the other half marathon you did? You said you were going to do a half marathon again.
The Brighton one.
You did the Brighton one last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm going to do that
again
this year.
There is photographic evidence.
I'd quite like to do the Great South Run as well. That's only 10 miles.
Yeah.
10K. Not 10 miles.
The Great South Run?
Yeah.
Isn't that a half marathon?
I think it's only 10.
Isn't it equivalent to the Great North Run, but in the South?
I think it's 10.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
But no to the London Marathon. Thanks very much anyway. Really interesting, that, wasn't it? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, and the Posh Radio 4 lady, I've noticed that your podcast comes out 5 times a week, but Chris Moyles only makes 1 a week. Does this mean your show has 5 times more good bits? If this is true, does this mean the only reason you guys aren't doing the breakfast slot is because you are too lazy to get up? Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you all. Pete, off of Peterborough.
To be honest, Pete, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. I think you're simplifying it just a bit. And we're not too lazy to get up. It's just that, you know, Chris Moores and his team are on and they're doing it very well.
What about the bit about we're 5 times as good?
No, I just think we have... No. Ours is called the Scott Mills Daily. They have their own podcast, which is full of good stuff. So, no. Have I cleared that up? Chappers?
Yes.
Good. Next!
Dear Scott and Becky and Chappers and the one who doesn't speak and the very nice Radio 4 lady. My dream is to be on the podcast. Please can you read this or say something about me? Tongue sticking out, winking smiley. I put that smiley because I heard the Radio 4 lady say it and found it amusing. Callum. P.S. Love the show. I get every podcast and listen live whenever I can. I'm 13. Yet I love it.
What?
I'm 13, I mean, but I love it.
A 13-year-old's not meant to like the show.
I don't know. I think they probably are. So, well, I'm glad that you're 13 and you love it. Thanks very much.
And he's got a mention and there you are.
There we are. Everyone's happy.
Job done.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky's in no position to say that bird's got a big butt. She looks like Ting Tong Macadangdang.
Oh, my God, I just spat everywhere. Oh, that's not. We shouldn't laugh at that. That's really rude.
This is when we were talking about Kelly Brook the other day, wasn't it?
No,
it was Georgie Thompson.
Oh, Georgie Thompson, right, yeah. The one off Sky Sports News. He's now going out with Deck off of Anton Deck. And Becky says about something about her with a big bottom. Let's play that again, please.
Dear Scott, Becky's in no position to say that bird's got a big butt. She looks like Ting Tong Macadangdang.
I never thought I'd hear the Posh Radio 4 lady say Ting Tong Macadangdang. That's brilliant.
Do you have an ad? Do you want to respond to that, Becky?
I think I deserve everything I get after my very cruel Georgie comments. But will people just stop comparing me to the ones that look out of Little Britain? Because it is starting to get
to
me.
Yeah, come on.
Be
Let's
nice.
Move on to
Be
Catherine
nice.
Tate.
Next.
Dear Scott, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Did you know that Barack Obama's nickname is Barry?
I didn't know.
No.
What a shame we didn't know of... Well, we did know of him, but what a shame he couldn't come to Barrioke last year.
Yeah, I think he had other things to do, to be honest.
And that since Obama means little beach, That makes him Barry Little Beach, like off of Barry Island.
Yeah, of course it does. Really does, doesn't it?
I think there's a strong case for Barack Obama to host the 2009 Barryoke at the White House. It would provide the opportunity for Barrys to spread world peace. And anyway, it would be rude not to, as he's probably got plenty of room for them to sleep over now he's moved into that big posh house and all that. Loving your work, and love to Chappers and Becky and the posh lady from Radio 4. Julia, off of Cannes.
Well, funny you should say that, Julia. We have already thought about this, haven't we? And we have had a jingle made for 2009 Barryoke. Okay.
Barryoke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by Barack Obama.
So, it might be a possibility.
The skies are